still the time of grace.
Yeah. We greet today all brothers and sisters, all friends who are joining us online to this biblical word observation with and through Brother Frank very warmly. We are grateful to God for this opportunity which He time and again gives us to hear God's Word. May He also do it now. I read for the beginning a word of the Scripture from Mark chapter 1.
Verse 1 to 3.
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets. Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to hear now your word. We ask for your blessing, for the leading of your Holy Spirit. Bless all who hear now thy word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I also greet all of you very warmly. It's a special day for me and for all of us. The Good Friday is the very special day which reminds us on the finished work of redemption. And we are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts that we have this opportunity to preach His precious and holy word worldwide. In particular, I would like to greet all of you, passing on the greetings. As so often, brothers are phoning and wish us all God's blessing, especially from Africa, whether Dr. Mbie, Brother Joseph, Brother Longa, and who they are, all are sending greetings. Brother Cecil, Brother Chihuahua, all brothers are sending greetings. Brother Dr. Mbie sending greetings. Then our brother Müller at the Baltic Sea, Germany. Then we have all the greetings from Switzerland, Austria, and here especially from Brother Joseph Müller and all who are around him, from Brother Hustzar. Yes, one could continue. Brother Baumgartner, all are sending heartfelt greetings. And every time we can repeat it new, God has given us the grace to have got the connection to that what belongs to the completion
zu haben. Wir haben im Einleitungswort,
in the word of introduction, we were reading the message of salvation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has the following beginning. And then the two prophecies from the Old Testament are quoted and written down. Dear brothers and sisters, as sure as God has brought to fulfillment the beginning of the New Testament according to the fulfillment of the biblical prophecies which were determined for the first coming of Christ, altogether 109 prophecies which were fulfilled at the first coming of Christ. 24 of them from Good Friday until Easter Sunday. We are just so grateful for the Old and for the New Testament. Grateful for the biblical orientation. And let us say it once again. As sure as the New Testament began, as it was foretold in the Bible prophecy, exactly like this, the New Testament, yes, that what must happen in the New Testament takes its course and is completed just as it was foretold in the Holy Scripture. And in this time, from the Old and from the New Testament. Today, we will not spend time with the political things. On Good Friday, we want to deal with the subject. Outwardly, many things could be said, especially concerning the new book of the Pope, who wants to see a new world order at all costs. He sees it coming. And I was thinking on that, what happened 1976 in the USA, a new world order should be established. But now, it will come. I brought with me the $1 bill. Here, on the back side, is shown the pyramid with the eye and also the description, the new world order. At that time, it applied for the USA. Now, it will apply for the whole world. But we will not go here into details. We want to read from the Holy Scripture, from Matthew 27, a couple of verses. Namely, Matthew 27, from verse 27 up to 36. And I ask that at every verse, we pause at every verse and that we take it to heart, what we read, that we deepen ourselves in it. Now I ask Brother Alfred Borg to read, please. Verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "Dear brothers and sisters, everybody who experienced a true conversion will have shed tears of repentance. It just belongs to it that we read what our Lord and Savior took upon him, how much reproach and shame he carried, the crown of thorns, scarlet robe they put upon him, rod in his hand, and then mocking him. All this happened for our sakes. He took everything upon himself, all our shame, all our reproach, our guilt, our sin, everything he took upon him and he walked this way to the cross to redeem us, to reconcile us with God, to give us the adoption as sons, to make out of children of men children of God. To the Lord be the thanks for his grace and love, which was manifested on the cross of Calvary. And As I recently said it many times, the redemption is embedded in love. And all the redeemed are embedded in love. For God so much loved the world. And all the redeemed carry with them and in them forgiveness, reconciliation, grace, and salvation. We died with Christ. We were crucified with Him. We were buried with Him. We rose together with Him unto a new life, eternal life. Let us also read two scriptures. The one maybe we take Mark,
Kapitel 17.
Chapter
15,
Mark chapter 15, from verse 17 to 20. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him
with the Zuruf.
Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. We just said now that our Lord and Redeemer walked this disgraceful way to the cross. It happened for us. And also we want to take upon ourselves the reproach of Christ. And this with a grateful heart. Also we are not honored. We are persecuted, spurned, despised, but we are glad that we are a possession of the Lord. Let us also read two scriptures. The one from Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for all who believe. Blessed and praised be the Lord. The message of salvation is the power of God to all them who believes it, who believes what happened on the cross of Calvary when our Lord cried out, "It is finished." The veil was torn. The way into the Holy of Holies was made free. And by grace We are redeemed, delivered, reconciled with God. Let us also read from Romans
Kapitel 1,
chapter 1,
Vers 16.
Verse 16. Romans 1, Vers 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. To the Lord be the thanks, and again the thanks for it. Let us come now back to the beginning. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The message of salvation took the following beginning, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3, as written in Malachi 3, verse
1,
and it is still written there. But now, we arrived at the end of the time of grace. Now, we must look into the Old and into the New Testament. What the Lord has promised to us, and what should take place before the return of Jesus Christ. We all know the Holy Scripture and the promises. Also John 14, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself, that you are also there where I am. This promise, the believers, during the past 2,000 years, they carried it and they waited for the return of the Lord. But in our time, that's how we may say it, comes to fulfillment what the Lord foretold, be it for Israel or what happens in general on the earth. Famines, pestilences, perilous times, perplexity, climate change, everything should take place, and everything takes place before our eyes. And no one of us knows how things will go on. All are perplexed, because such a situation never existed before. But let us come back to our subject, namely to the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And here, we just have to say that God watches over His Word. And when the time was fulfilled, and when the call should go forth, and the message which should forerun the second coming of Christ, then The faithful Lord revealed himself again in the pillar of cloud and in the pillar of fire, as in the days of Moses and Israel, as in the mighty experience which Paul had on his way to Damascus. He saw the supernatural light, which was brighter than the sun that shines at midday. And he asked, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the answer was, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." In this pillar of fire, the Lord revealed himself also to our beloved brother Branham. Thousands, yes, they estimate it were 3,000 people. They were present when this supernatural light, visible, came down on the 11th of June, 1933, when the man of God was baptizing in the River Ohio, and he was about to baptize the 17th person, a brother. This supernatural light came above Brother Branham with a rushing down, and the voice sounded as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. So you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And brothers and sisters, God has given me the grace to have known this man personally and to meet people who from the beginning were present and part of it. Without going into details here, let me also mention the 2nd of April, 1962. We just had now the Good Friday, the 2nd of April, a very special day for me. And whoever has read church history will know that it is reported that the Palm Sunday was a 2nd of April, when Jesus entered Jerusalem riding, and there the palm branches were spread along the way. The 2nd of April has for me a very special significance and meaning. For the experience and the calling, the commission which the Lord has given me at that time is in a direct connection with the ministry and commission of Brother Branham. I can remember all the supernatural experiences, despite of my bad memory, as the people say I have. Yet, I have a good memory if it's about the personal experiences in which the Lord has given me instructions. I can bring everybody there, whether Lech Street number 7 in this little office, whether Louisen Street 160, second floor, whether the preacher's room here in the tabernacle, I can take everybody there, whether to Edmonton, whether to Marseille, whether to Varna. I can bring everybody there where it happened. And the words which I was told, they remain with me forever in my heart and memory. But right this Monday, the 2nd of April 1962, I got up early. I dressed myself. I made myself ready for the day. Then I went to the window. I pulled the curtains. I looked out. The night was virtually over, but the sun was not yet up. And I returned into the room. I turned around and I looked to the window, and then the voice sounded, the voice of the Lord sounded, "My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word." Beloved, I collapsed. I fell over to my left. It took quite some time until I could get up again. And then I stood there. My knees were shaking to and fro. But I stood there. And I looked to the window and I said, "Lord, they will not hear me. They have all things in plenty and they are not ready to listen." I just finished speaking. Then the voice came for the second time. "My servant, the time comes when they will hear you. Store in food and groceries, for a great famine is coming. Then you shall stand amidst the people to give out the food." These words are as true as every word in the Bible. You all know what the Lord also said. "Establish no local churches. Do not publish any songbook, for it is a sign of a denomination." It's of course known what the Lord said to me at that time. And you also know that I was under the impression that a catastrophe would come upon our country. 1961, the building of the Berlin Wall, everything was in a high tension. What would happen next? The Russian tanks, American tanks in Berlin at the Brandenburg Gate. We didn't know what would really happen next. And in view of that, we stored in groceries. But there came no catastrophe. There came no famine. And I said in September, I said, "Lord, I can no longer preach. You have said a famine is coming. No famine came. I must stop to preach. And then, to make it short, I made the decision to fly to Brother Branham to speak with him about it. And he was fully booked until beginning of December. And then the Lord has led it in such a way that beginning of December I could be together with Brother Branham and brothers and sisters. No one can imagine what this meant for me. When this man of God repeated the exact words which the Lord spoke to me on the 2nd of April, and then he continued and he said, you were thinking that a natural catastrophe comes, a natural famine. You stored in natural food. But God will send a hunger to hear His words, as written in the prophet Amos. And the food which you have to store in is the promised word for this time and is in the messages which are recorded on tapes. This is as true as God lives. And today, I brought with me a tape so that all see and know what is meant by it. That's how the tapes looked like. That's how the reels looked like. And every sermon which Brother Branham preached was sent to me. And I have stored in the food. He who likes to see it, he can see the whole library of tapes which I stored in the course of the years, because every sermon was sent to me. So let us summarize it. The 2nd of April 1962 has for me the meaning as the calling of Moses for his commission, the calling of Joshua for his commission, the calling of Brother Branham for his commission. The same Lord has given and spoken out the commission, the sending, has given the commission. And in my first circular letter, 1966, I had to write by God's commission. This, what is happening now, dear brothers and sisters, happens in the direct commission of God. As William Branham was commissioned by God to bring the divine message, and let us also say this, dear brothers and sisters, To it belonged really everything. All of Bible prophecy, all of Bible teachings, everything belonged to the divine message about the Godhead, about water baptism, about the Lord's Supper. In fact, all biblical doctrines had and were dealt with. And you all know the depiction, presentation of the Trinity. Some did it like this. Some have the pyramid, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. All have their imaginations because they believe that God exists from eternity in three persons, as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And this is the biggest lie which exists. There's only one God from eternity to eternity. And this one God revealed himself to realize his own plan of salvation in heaven as our Father, on earth in his only begotten Son, and in the Church by the Holy Spirit, God above us, God with us, God in us, one and the same God. Various revelations which belong to the plan of salvation of God. And also for this, we are grateful. Just think of it. What was done with the Trinity formula? And then it must be mentioned here that especially Matthew 28 was misunderstood. And the Trinitarian translators, they didn't translate correctly. They just translated and baptized them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In the original text is written, and baptize them into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The baptism is an immersion, baptismo, immersing. So at the baptism, we are baptized into this one single name in which God revealed himself as Father in the Son and through the Holy Spirit. And therefore, whether Acts 2, whether Acts 8, whether Acts 10, Acts 19, all were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is the New Testament covenant name of God. Just think of it. A genuine Catholic must put the three fingers together, the thumb and the first two fingers. So he must have here a Trinity in his hand, holding it in his hand. And then he blesses himself in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. One has to think about it. What kind of deception took place? It cries to heaven. And God, at the end of the time of grace, he has taken care for it, that all the biblical truths were put anew upon the lampstand, and that we can carry them on. And God, of course, took care for it. that now all the world can listen, can watch. Just think of it, of what is being done in the Trinity formula, channeling, soothsaying. Everything is done in the triune formula, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. But not a single time this formula was used in the Church of the Living God. And I'm so grateful to the Lord that He has given me grace to recognize all this and to place it biblically. And let us say it once again. God has sent Brother Branham. He confirmed him. 1,000 times he confirmed it. Somebody counted it. 1,500 times Brother Branham has said, throughout all these years, has said, the thus saith the Lord. God has shown him in visions, especially when he was praying for the sick, who they are, where they are coming from, what kind of sickness they have. The same ministry which our Lord had at that time, this ministry repeated in our days before mine eyes. 10 years I had the opportunity to witness the ministry of Brother Branham, be it in Europe, be it in the USA. By grace, I am an eyewitness, an ear witness. To the Lord be the thanks for it, brothers and sisters. But can you understand what kind of responsibility I have before God? And since the passing of Brother Branham, I did nothing else but to carry the pure, holy word message over all the earth. And now we have the opportunity that the whole world can listen now. Whether I would speak now in Krefeld, Zurich, or Salzburg, or Paris, or London, wherever I would speak today, the whole world hears it. And brothers and sisters, I ask you, recognize the day and the message. The Lord God, may He open your eyes. It's not about Brother Branham, and it's not about Brother Frank, not about Paul. It is about the plan of salvation of our God with a redeemed church. And the Lord has set ministries into the church, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. And God has taken care for it, that by the ministry of Brother Branham, the evangelistic part and the prophetic part was illuminated in a special way. To me, God has given the grace to emphasize the evangelistic and the teaching part. And to include all of Bible prophecy. Now, a word to all ministering brethren. Please, have understanding for it.
dass ich die Aussprüche
the statements of Brother Branham, sometimes they were not fully completed.
And
to the one statement, one has to take to it the next one to understand the first one properly. But now it's no more about statements of Brother Branham, which are hard to understand, and then making own interpretations out of it. Now it is about that the word bride really has not part in any interpretation, but a true, clear message has gone forth. And I'm grateful for the term message of salvation. If in the message the salvation of God, the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the salvation is not mentioned and contained, then you can forget the message. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the divine message of salvation, which is addressed to mankind and all who are of God. Hear that what the Lord has to say to the church of the firstborn. Once again, at the beginning, the scriptures were mentioned in Mark 1, which came to fulfillment then. And John the Baptist knew precisely which scripture applied to him and to his ministry. I don't want to go here anymore into any personal experience, but altogether it's 17 times in which the Lord addressed me as my servant. But just that you know, that you understand what is between my ministry and Brother Branham's ministry. And it just belongs together. Let me report the mighty experience from Edmonton. 1976, I visited already half of the world. And it became known, especially also in Canada, what God has done in all the world. And then came this Saturday morning, at around 10 o'clock, when Donny Bablitz came to me into the house where I was a guest. And then he just said, Brother Frank, your ministry is worldwide. The ministry of Brother Branham is in the Bible. We see it. We recognize it. We are grateful for it. Should not your ministry be also in the Bible? I interrupted him and I said, please be silent. Leave me alone with such a thought. And we then spoke in general. We continued in general. This was the Saturday, the 18th. On Sunday morning, yes, brothers and sisters, also now, I was fully dressed, I sat into the room and I waited whether something would be heard in the house, whether the people got up already. The sun was shining into the room and suddenly I stand up and I reach over. I want to fetch my Bible. Then I fetched it. And then the mighty voice came of the Lord. My servant, I ordained you according to Matthew 24, verse 45-47, to give out the food in due season. These words are as true as God lives. Also the verses were mentioned as true as God lives. And you can imagine what went on within me. I read these verses. I knelt down and I thanked the Lord that he is so gracious and that he has given me this instruction. Earlier, we spoke of that I should store in the food, and that Brother Branham, on the 3rd of December, 62, he told me, the food which you shall store in is the promised word for this time and is recorded on tape. And now came the instruction that it shall be given out. Brothers and sisters, in the last seal, in the seventh seal, Brother Branham says, now the food is stored in. Now the food is stored in. When I think about it, how wonderfully the Lord has laid everything step by step. I did nothing to it. Not in 1958, not in 1960, not in 1962, and also later on. Everything the Lord has laid in such a way. And therefore, we are just so grateful that here at the end, at the end of the time of grace, comes to fulfillment that the Lord God has sent his servant and prophet to reveal the word, to put the biblical doctrines upon the lampstand. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And that we may now experience the finishing, brothers and sisters, the most important phase in the history of mankind is now, and the most important phase in the divine plan of salvation is now. And whoever finds grace in the sight of God will receive and accept also that what the Lord has said. When I send someone and ye receive him, then you receive me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. I don't have to recommend myself, but so much I know that God carries out everything according to his plan, and that we are a part of this divine plan of salvation. And that we, in this very last phase of the time of grace, we will experience the completion. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. May the Good Friday, this special day, remain with us throughout the whole year, and also the resurrection power accompany us. We are grateful for the Lord God, for the live broadcasts. Dear brothers, ministering brethren, be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. And don't add to the complete testimony of the Holy Scripture. Don't add anything and don't take anything away from it. Preach the whole counsel of God, just as it is left unto us in the Holy Scripture. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Take me as I am. I am yours, Lord. Lord, I seek and I find my peace and my rest only in you. Bless your child. And keep the blessing in me. Wird es blühen.